再次感谢神的恩典。
Would like to thank God's grace once again.
召集我们众弟兄姐妹在他的圣日主日来到神的殿里来敬拜神。
And God has gathering us into His holy temple to worship Him.
今天是特别的日子，是父亲节。
Today is a special day. It's a Father's Day.
所以我们今天要来谈父亲的爱。
So today we are going to talk about a father's love.
请我们大家打开马太福音的第一章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
我要请大家读第一章的十八节，读到二十五节。
And we shall read from 18 to 25. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25.
马太第一章十八到二十五节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25.
我们大家一起来读。
Shall we read together? This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about.
记在下面。
His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with a child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly, but after he had considered this,
大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，自管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主的使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就是给名叫耶稣。圣经有关耶稣降生的事迹。
Our Bible recorded how Jesus was born.
在马太福音书跟啊。路加福音书都有记载。
In the Gospel of Matthew and Luke, they both told us.
所以今天我们要从这两本书里面来看约瑟。
And so from these two Gospel books, we are going to look at Joseph.
耶稣地上的父亲约瑟。
Joseph is Jesus' earthly father.
每次当我们读耶稣降生的故事的时候。
And every time when we reviewed Jesus Christ, the story about his birth,
我们都不会去留意这位约瑟。
Most of the time, we don't pay attention to Joseph.
他是一个非常平凡的人。
He's a quite an ordinary man.
没有地位。
No social status.
为人低调。
Very low-key person.
很奇妙的是，圣经里没有记载他说话。
Amazingly, our Bible never record what he has said.
但是从叙述故事的过程中，我们可以看到约瑟的为人。
And from the description of the story, we can see how Joseph is as a man.
约瑟是一个值得我们效仿的一个人。
Joseph is a good role model, which is worth for us to look at.
约瑟既然被神拣选为耶稣地上的父亲。
So, Joseph has been chosen by God to be the earthly father for Jesus.
神肯定预先知道约瑟有可取之处的地方。
God will definitely know his strong points.
因为神是看人的内心。
Because God observes people's inner thinking.
神拣选他为耶稣地上的父亲，这个先决条件就是他必须是大卫的后裔。
So the criteria how God has chosen Joseph to be Jesus' earthly father
like Joseph must be the descendant of King David.
就像玛利亚一样，
也是
大卫的后裔。
They both need to be descendants of King David.
除此之外呢，我们从圣经里面可以看到约瑟还有一些可夸之处。
And apart from that, we also see the good quality about Joseph from our Bible.
好，现在我们来看，约瑟有什么具备的条件被神拣选。
And let's see why God has chosen Joseph.
第一个，他有敬虔的心。
First of all, he has a reverent heart.
刚才我们读的一章十九节。
The chapter we just read, as chapter 1, verse 19.
这里说约瑟是个义人。
And it says Joseph is a righteous man.
圣经所提到的义人不多。
And according to the Bible, there's not many people can be called righteous in front of God.
唯有耶稣是完全的义人。
It is only Jesus, he is a perfect man. And
除耶稣以外呢？
Perfect righteous man.
圣经里面还有提到一些义人。
And also the Bible in the Old Testament has mentioned few righteous men.
在旧约里面我们就可以看到，比如说挪亚，挪亚是个义人。
Like Noah, he is a righteous man.
我们来看创世纪的第六章第九节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
我们读他的故事之后，我们就知道为什么挪亚是个义人。
So after we have read the story, then we will know why Noah is a righteous man.
创世纪第六章的第九节。
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
好，一起来读。
Shall we read it together, please? This is account of Noah. Noah was
挪亚是个义人，在当时的时代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。好，所以这里告诉我们挪亚与神同行。
So in here it describes Noah walk with God.
我们也知道挪亚有一项工作。
And we also know Noah has a job.
就是神吩咐他要制造一艘方舟。
And God has commanded Noah to build an ark.
他也从来不问为什么。
He never challenged God, say why.
他就是照着神的命令去做。
He actually just strictly followed God's command.
同样的，我们可以看到他带领他的家人一起来建造这个方舟。
And at the same time, we know Noah led his family to build this ark together.
然后我们翻到二十二节，第六章的二十二节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6, verse 22.
好，一起来读。
Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
他都照样行了，他都照样行了。
So Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
所以圣经说挪亚是个义人。
So therefore, Bible says Noah is a righteous man.
他凡事遵行神所吩咐的。
He did everything just as God commanded him.
还有一个人，我们。耳熟能详的就是亚伯拉罕。
And there's one more person we're so familiar with is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕信耶和华。
And Abraham believed Jehovah.
耶和华就以此为他的义。
And Jehovah has called him as a righteous man.
所以亚伯拉罕也是个义人。
So he is also a righteous man, Abraham.
在新约里面也有几位是义人。
And there's also a few more people has been called righteous.
当然还有其他的，但是因为时间关系，我都没有就不说了哦。
And because of the time, I can't mention each one of them.
新约有西面。
And in the New Testament, there's a Damian.
还有哥尼流。
And Nicodemus.
这些都是被神称为义人的人。
They all be called righteous men.
约瑟是个义人，因为他对神有虔诚的心。
So.Joseph is a righteous man because he has a reverent heart.
约瑟他也守律法规矩去办事的。
He followed God's law and do things accordingly.
比如说圣经说孩子满了八天就给孩子行割礼。
So like the Bible say, when the baby was born for 8 days, Joseph has done the circumcision.
现在我要请大家打开路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
我们一同来看第二章的二十二节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 22.
好，找到我们一同来读。
And Luke chapter 2 verse 22. Once we have found it, shall we read together?
好，一起来。要他献遗嘱，好，所以我们看到他是按照摩西的律法满了洁净的日子。
So according to the law of Moses, when this purification according to the law of Moses, they have been complete.
他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献遗嘱。
So Joseph and Mary took their baby, which is Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord.
约瑟和玛利亚如此做
，And Joseph and Mary they did so，
乃是因为他们是敬畏神的人
，And because they show their reverence to God，
他们满八天就为耶稣行割礼
，On the eighth days when it was a time to circumcise the baby which is Jesus，
然后将耶稣带到耶路撒冷献于主。
And also they took him to Jerusalem and has given him, presented him to the Lord.
并用雏鸽献祭。
And used the pigeon as a sacrifice to God.
这些都是照着律法的规矩办理。
This ritual is all according to the law of Moses.
还有呢，他们每年到逾越节的时候。
So every year when it is Passover,
他父母就上耶路撒冷去。
And their parents will travel to Jerusalem.
所以每逢逾越节的时候
So whenever there was a Passover,
约瑟和玛利亚就按着规矩带着耶稣到耶路撒冷去过节。
So Joseph and Mary, they will follow the Jewish ritual, will take Jesus to Jerusalem to have this festival of Passover.
可见约瑟是个敬畏神的人。
So Joseph is a man with reverent heart.
在属灵方面，他以为一家之主，带着家人来敬拜神。
Spiritually, he is a head of his household. He lead the whole family to worship God.
而且他照着规矩敬猪般的礼。
And he followed the rule to fulfilled all the rituals.
所以后来主耶稣出来传道之前，接受了约翰的洗礼。
So that's why before Jesus was a preacher, he received the baptism from John the Baptist.
耶稣说了一句话。
And Jesus has said that.
他说我们理当这样行猪般的礼。
And this is what we ought to do.
相信这是受了约瑟言传身教的影响。
And this is how he followed his earthly father's role model. He followed all the rituals.
所以天上就有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So from the sky, heaven, he says, this is my beloved son who I love.
所以以上我们看到约瑟他有一个前进的心。
So we can see that Joseph has a reverent heart.
接着我们要来看约瑟有一个顺服的心。
And let's have a look. Joseph has an obedient heart.
从哪里可以看到约瑟有顺服的心呢
？And when can we see Joseph have this obedient heart?
就是从他四次天使在梦中向他显现的时候。
There's four times the angel appeared in his dream and tried to reveal things to him, then he obeyed.
圣经告诉我们，约瑟每次都完全的去遵行了。
So the Bible told us when every time the angel appeared, and Joseph just followed.
好，我请大家翻回马太福音的第一章第二十节。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
我们读二十节，然后我们再读二十四节。
And chapter 1, verse 20, then we will jump to 24.
好，一起来。
But after he had conceded this, an angel of the
Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. 不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来， 因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。二十四节，约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来。这是他第一次的顺服。
This is his first incident as showing how obedient he is.
好，第二次他听到天使的话以后，他的顺服是在十三节。
And the second time is in
第二章马太福音第二章十三节。
Matthew chapter 2:13. Matthew chapter 2:13.
第二章的十三节。
And verse 13.
好，一起来。他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里，等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除掉，除灭他。”十四节，约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子往埃及去的。这是第二次。
This is the second time show how obedient Joseph is.
好，第三次我们来看马太第二章的十九、二十、二十一节。
And let's read chapter 2:19-21.
好，一起来。希律死了之后，有主的使者在埃及向约瑟梦中显现，说：“起来，带着小孩子和他母亲往以色列地去。”因为要害小孩子性命的人已经死了，约瑟就起来把小孩子和他母亲带到以色列。这是第三次。
And this is the third time.
第四次我们再看马太第二章的二十二节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 2:22.
只因听见亚基老接着他父亲希律做了犹太王，就怕往哪里去，又在梦中被主指示，便往加利利境内去。好，四次天使向他梦中显现。
There were four times the angel appeared to him.
他马上起来就遵照着吩咐就去行了。
After he woke up from his dream, immediately he do what the angel told.
所以我们看见约瑟的顺服。
So we can see how obedient Joseph is.
借着约瑟的顺服主的指示。
And through Joseph's obedience and God's command.
马太福音书里面告诉我们呢，应验了三次应验神的预言。
And so there were three times to fulfill God's prophecy.
好，我们看马太一章的二十二、二十三节。
And let's read Matthew chapter 1:22-23.
马太一章二十二、二十三。
Matthew chapter 1:22-23.
好，一起来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话。
The virgin will be with child, and will give birth
to a
son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
好，借着约瑟的顺服，
and through Joseph's obedience,
以赛亚的预言应验在这里，
and Isaiah's prophecy.
好，第二个应验是在马太二章的十五节。
And in Matthew chapter 2:15, that's the second prophecy.
二章十五节，好，一起来。
In Matthew chapter 2:15,
这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说：“我从埃及招出我的儿子来。”
So the prophecy has fulfilled what the Lord has said through the prophet. Out of Egypt I call my son.
这是要应验何西阿书的。何西阿先知的预言。
And this is to fulfill the prophet, prophecies.
好，第三个应验是在马太二章的二十三节。
And in Matthew chapter 2:23.
这是要应验先知以赛亚所说的，他将要为拿撒勒人的话了。
So that is fulfilled what was said through the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene.
所以我们看见神的旨意借着约瑟的顺服成全了。
So we can see God's will can be fulfilled because of Joseph's obedience.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brother and sisters,
今天我们如果顺服神的旨意，
If today we obey God,
我们同样的也可以成就神的美意和神的计划。
And we also can help God's will to be fulfilled.
神现在指示我们要做的是什么呢？
What God is commanding us to do now?
当然跟当时的约瑟是不一样的。
Maybe it's different than what Joseph did before.
现在神指示我们，就是我们要去传福音。
And God has commanded us to preaching the gospel.
使万民做他的门徒。
May all men become his disciples.
信服真道。
And believe the truth.
建立神的教会。
And build up God's church.
是不是这样的？
And is that true?
所以这是神给我们的提示指示。
And this is God's revelation to us.
也是神给我们的命令。
And this is a command God has sent for us.
所以让我们同心来兴旺福音，建立神的教会。
So let us work together to preach gospel.
与神同工。
And work with God.
好，接下来我们来看约瑟的第三个好处。
And the third quality Joseph has.
他有良好的善行。
He has a good virtue.
我们再回来看马太一章的十九节。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 1.
这里告诉我们，她丈夫是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. It says, because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace.He had in mind to divorce her quietly.
在犹太人的习俗，
According to the Jewish custom,
男女双方订婚了，
So once the male and female engage,
便有夫妻的名分。
So they just had this title as husband and wife.
如果有离异，
If they want to divorce,
那他们得照着正当的手续去办。
There are certain procedure, protocol they need to follow.
玛利亚已经许配了约瑟。
So Mary has been arranged marriage to Joseph.
圣经也告诉我们，玛利亚已经怀了孕。
So Bible also told us when she is about to marry to Joseph, she has already pregnant.
那对约瑟或对任何人来说
，To Joseph, to anyone, to anyone.
这样的事，我们会怎么样想？
What will you think?
玛利亚是不是犯了淫乱？
You might think, well, this lady has committed adultery.
若是犯了淫乱，就会要被人指责。
And if you commit adultery, you should be rebuked.
羞辱。
Insulted.
怀怒等等。
And people be angry with you.
甚至被抛弃。
Maybe people will abandon you.
然而约瑟他不愿意明明的羞辱他。
But Joseph, he doesn't want to divorce her in public disgrace.
就使我们看到约瑟是不轻易发怒的人。
So he is someone who is not easy to anger.
不但如此，
Not only so.
约瑟还不愿意玛利亚受到任何的伤害。
And he also doesn't want Mary to get any hurt.
他不更愿意玛利亚被人用石头打死。
And doesn't want Mary to be stoned by the Jewish people.
所以他在正思念这事的时候，
When he was thinking about all this,
有主的使者向他梦中显现说，
And that's God's angel appeared to him in his dream.
大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕。
Son of David, do not be afraid.
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
And just marry your wife, Mary.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Because she is conceived from the Holy Spirit.
这里天使说不要怕。
And in here, the angel say, do not be afraid.
意思是说不要怕，只要信。
Don't be afraid, just believe.
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。
Just marry her.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Because what she has conceived is from the Holy Spirit.
不是她犯了什么淫乱的罪。
She did not commit any adultery.
所以从这里我们也可以看到约瑟是大有信心的人。
So we can see Joseph is a such faithful man.
约瑟相信天使对他所说的话。
Joseph believed every word the angel had spoken to him.
并且立刻弃行。
And also immediately what he has heard, he will act it out.
这就是表明了他是大有信心的人。
And we can his act shows he's faithful.
所以圣经被称他为义人。
So that's why the Bible says he is a righteous man.
不是因为约瑟有什么好行为。
It's not because he has any good deeds.
使徒保罗这样子说。
And Paul the apostle has said that.
没有义人，连一个都没有。
There's no righteous man, not even anyone.
凡有血气的，没有一个因行立法可以称义。
And whoever was born in flesh, nobody because of the law can be called righteous in front of God.
所以约瑟在这里被称为义人。
So Joseph has been called a righteous man in here.
这个和其他被称为义人的人一样，都是有信心的。
Just as the rest of the righteous men, according to the Bible, they are those people who has faith.
所以他的信心跟亚伯拉罕的信心是一样的。
So his faith is equivalent to Father Abraham's faith.
所以被称为义人。
God has considered them as righteous.
所以约瑟他有前进的心，他也有信心。
So Joseph has a reverent heart, and also he has his own faith.
所以被称为义人。
So he has been considered as a righteous man.
从天使所指示他的，他都去行了。
Whatever the angel commanded him, he did follow strictly.
他都一一遵从。
He followed strictly.
这就是因为约瑟的信心而带出的顺服。
So because of his faith, he has shown his obedience.
接下来我们来看约瑟的圣洁。
And we like to see Joseph's holiness.
再请大家回来看马太一章的24-25节。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 1, verse 24-25.
约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子就给他取名叫耶稣。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 24-25. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
约瑟相信玛利亚所怀的胎是由圣灵来的。
And he believed Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
是至高神的儿子。
And Jesus is the Son of God.
因此约瑟娶过玛利亚来。
So he married Mary.
圣经告诉我们说，却没有与她同房。
But he had no union with her.
这是约瑟圣洁的方面。
And that's as a man, he's quite sanctified.
我们想在这段时间里，
And in this period of time,
约瑟一定会受到情欲来的引诱和肉体的试探。
And he will have temptation from his flesh, his body, the lust.
然而他因着信靠神，
And because he believed in God,
胜过一切的引诱和试探，
overcome every temptation,
而不沾污自己或玛利亚，
And do not try to make him or Mary not sanctified.
所以没有和玛利亚同房。
So he refused to, like he did not reunion with Mary.
只等到玛利亚生了头胎的儿子。
Until she gave birth to the firstborn son.
就给他取名叫耶稣。
And he gave him the name Jesus.
这是约瑟难能可贵的地方，圣洁。
And that Joseph is a holy man.
好，接下来我们看他的慈祥的爱。
And we'd like to see Joseph as a father, his kindness and his love.
我们请翻开路加二章的四十八节。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 48.
路加二章四十八节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 48.
好，一起来。他母亲对他说：“我儿，为什么像我们这样行呢？看哪、啊，你父亲和我伤心来找你。”在耶稣十二岁的时候
，When Jesus was 12 years old，
约瑟和玛利亚带他到耶路撒冷去过节
，and took him to Jerusalem to have this festival。
节期完毕之后
，After this festival，
众人都回到自己的家乡。
And everyone tried to return home.
耶稣没有跟着大家离开耶路撒冷。
Jesus, did not leave Jerusalem with the rest of the family.
耶稣仍然留在耶路撒冷。
And he stayed at the temple.
但约瑟和玛利亚却不知道。
But Joseph and Mary, they both did not know.
他们走了一天的路程。
They traveled for a whole day.
才发现不见了耶稣。
And they suddenly realized their son was missing.
所以他们四处去找他。
So they tried to search him everywhere.
三天之后，却发现耶稣在殿堂里。
And after 3 days, they have discovered Jesus was still at the temple.
在圣殿里跟其他的人坐在那边谈论。
And he was sitting there and tried to.Resolve discussions with older prophet.
虽然圣经没有告诉我们约瑟说任何话
，and even though our Bible did not tell us what Joseph had actually said at the time,
但透过玛利亚的话，就让我们知道约瑟的心情。
So through Mary saying, we can see how Joseph was worried.
他是多么的焦急。
He was really worried and panic.
担心耶稣。
And worried about his safety and every well-being.
所以他的焦急，他的担心是胜过玛利亚的。
And he's worried and panicking was even more than the mother.
可见约瑟对耶稣的慈祥、爱心和关心。
And Joseph's kindness and love towards Jesus.
他没有责备。
He did not rebuke him.
反而因找着耶稣而欢喜快乐。
But after he has found him, he was overjoyed.
我想约瑟的心情，约瑟的心情就像路加福音十五章的浪子回头的那个父亲的心情一样。
And just like in Luke chapter 15, the parable of the lost son, when the lost son came back, is how the father had found his lost son. That's how he felt.
找着了儿子，为父的心情是何等的欢喜快乐。
Once he has found his only lost son, how joyful he was.
所以，亲爱的慕道朋友。
So, those friends who are seeking for the truth and gospel.
天父在等着你回家。
Our heavenly Father is waiting for you to come home.
他同样的会伸出他的慈祥的手来迎接你回家。
Is in the same way, Jesus is reaching out his hands, waiting for you to come home.
你要不要
？Do you want it?
好，最后一点，我们来看约瑟的尽责。
And last point, we'd like to see Joseph is a very responsible father.
在玛利亚有身孕期间
，during Mary's pregnancy,
约瑟无微不至的陪伴着玛利亚。
And Joseph accompanied Mary and looked after her in every detail.
他们长途跋涉的，到伯利恒。
They traveled far away to Bethlehem.
想找客店留下。
They want to find a place to stay, like a motel or hotel to stay.
却没有地方。
But there is no place.
最后只得为玛利亚生产预备了马槽。
And they, at the end, they can only prepare a manger for Mary to give birth to this baby.
但耶稣出生之后不久
soon after Jesus was born,
又蒙天使的指示
and the angel appeared to Joseph again.
他们又启程，带着婴孩、小孩、耶稣，连夜逃往埃及。
Just overnight, they tried to escape from Bethlehem to Egypt.
只等到大力王死了，
and
大希利。
And until the king Herod was died,
才又把他们带回到加利利的拿撒勒。
Then they took Jesus back to Nazareth.
在这里不知道他们经过了多少的困难危险。
In between the travel, we don't know how many difficulties and danger they had passed through.
最后他们才安顿下来。
Finally, they have settled down.
约瑟他为了供养他的家庭。
Joseph, he tried to provide all the need for his family.
他勤奋的工作。
He's a hard-working guy.
因为他们的家境贫寒。
Because his family is not rich, is poor.
因为从路加福音书里面我们可以看到。
And from Luke chapter 2, verse 24.
刚才我们所读的，耶稣出生后，他们献祭只可以献雏鸽。
So after Jesus was born, when they give sacrifice, they can only choose the cheapest one, which is the pigeon.
这是最基本的献祭。
And that is the most basic and very humble sacrifice.
就证明他们的生活的苦境。
So we know that their life was poor.
又从马可福音书里面我们可以知道，耶稣有四个弟弟。
And from the book of Mark, we later know.Jesus has four younger brothers.
起码有两位妹妹。
And at least two younger sisters.
所以他们一家总共有九口人。
So, as a family population, they at least have nine population.
所以只靠约瑟一个父亲来做这个木匠的工的收入的话，恐怕很难维持生活。
So Joseph worked as a captain, so it's very hard to provide the need for nine people.
所以长子耶稣也做了木匠的工。
So later on, Jesus as a firstborn, he worked as a captain for the family as well.
帮助家庭的需要。
To provide the need for the family.
好，我们看到约瑟他是个卑微的人。
Joseph is a low-key person.
低调不出色的一个父亲。
Very low-key, very humble, and not outstanding father.
然而是一位对神有前进的心。
But he's a father who has reverent heart.
他带着家人一起来敬拜神。
And lead his family to worship God.
他脚踏实地的照顾家庭。
And he's really down to the earth and try to look after his family.
他对家尽职又尽责。
He's such a responsible dad.
总是在最有需要的时候陪伴在身边。
He accompanied his family when there's time in the most need.
从不缺席。
Never absent.
从不离弃。
Never abandoning his family.
从不抱怨。
Never complain.
这样子的一位父亲约瑟。
And he is this kind of father.
可以说从他身上。
And from him.
我们可以看到天父无微不至的爱戴。
And we can see our Heavenly Father's love.
约瑟就是玛利亚的丈夫。
Joseph is the husband of Mary.
是个好丈夫。
He's a good husband.
与人看来，耶稣是约瑟的儿子。
According to men, Jesus is son of Joseph.
约瑟是耶稣地上最好的父亲。
Joseph is a very good earthly father to Jesus.
今天的信息是像我说的。
Today's message is speaking to me.
盼望每一位在座的父亲们。
And hope all the fathers who are sitting here.
也有所感受。
And you can learn from this.
因为信靠神。
Because believing God.
我们要脱去我们的旧我。
We need to get rid of our old self.
要穿上神主耶稣已经 给了我们的新生命新人。
We need to be reborn and dress up the new life.
顺服圣灵的引导。
Obey Holy Spirit.
做个讨神喜悦的父亲。
And be a father that pleases God.
使你和你全家蒙福。
So the blessing will through you reach your whole family.
感谢神今天向我们说话。
We'd like to thank God to speak to us today.
现在我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
慈悲爱我们的父神。
Our dear Heavenly Father and Merciful Father.
我们感谢你。
We'd like to thank you.
虽然在圣经里面没有记载约瑟的任何一句话。
O Lord, according to the Bible, there's not any saying about Joseph.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
因为你有无微不至的爱。
Because your abundant love.
浇灌在约瑟的身上。
And you put this love into Joseph's heart.
以致他能够把他的爱去爱玛利亚和耶稣。
And so his love can reach to his wife Mary and his son Jesus.
甚至他所有的家人。
And even the rest of his family.
我们因此献上感谢。
So we'd like to give thanks to you.
也借着约瑟的顺服。
And through Joseph's obedience.
能够帮助主完成地上的救赎工作。
So your mission can be as accomplished as for your salvation.
这是主奇妙的拣选。
And this is your amazing selection.
我们现在祈求天父、
like、
无微不至的爱浇灌在我们每一个人身上。
We like to ask your abundant love and try to put to each one of us.
好让我们也能够把主你的爱去爱我们的家人。
And so we can use your love to love the rest of our family.
也能够爱教会的众人。
And to love all the congregation within the church.
因为你是爱的源头。
And because you are the source of love.
我们要来到主你的面前，支取你的爱。
And we need to come in front of you to try to take your love.
谢谢主，听我们祷告。
And thank you for listening to us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Now the